So there is a certain type of novel that this summer has exploded in sales. Women are reaching for good old-fashioned romance novels. However, today's romance novels often get very, well, let's say erotic, steamy, spicy, you choose the word. And sales are way up. I found this hard to believe, but I kept reading about it, did a little research, and sure enough, women are really gravitating right now toward these romance novels. I put this up on Facebook, and I'm getting recommendations on what to read. Not that I read these, but you may be interested. For instance, Bridget, it's the only type of book she reads. She said the best ones have at least a page or a trigger warning. I'm not sure what that is. I guess it's to alert you to something shocking. Okay, now you got my interest. She said, Madness Behind the Mask by Miranda Grant is spicy. I have Bertha on the line.
So my mom earlier this year had recommended that I read a romance novel by Anne Rice.
Okay.
So I got the books and I read them and I was like kind of appalled that my mother would be reading this kind of book. So anyways, I'm like, okay, Mom. So a little bit later after I read them, I called her and I asked her about the books. I'm like, did you really read them? And she's like, oh, no, you got the wrong Anne Rice.
Oh, no.
The Anne Rice I read writes religious stories.
Oh, no.
Right. Yep.
And did you say you read them? You read more than one of the smutty ones?
Oh, I read the series, yes. There's three of them. Yep.
Would you recommend the smutty Anne Rice?
Oh, yes, I would.
Oh, my gosh. Your mother must have keeled over.
She's so funny, yeah.
Well, thank you for sharing your story, Bertha. I really appreciate it.
You are so welcome. You guys crack me up, I'll tell you.